Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Very good. You've got the most fantastic silk scarf on today. I've got to say, your silk scarf game is always fantastic. Thank you. But I'm a big fan of this one. What are we talking about?
First I want to say is the book A Shortlist is out. And
yes.
That book, Burnt Sugar, that I reviewed is on it, which is really cool.
Oh, nice.
That was from 2 weeks ago, and you can find it on the BCast files. But it has 4 debuts and the most diverse list ever.
Wow.
4 women, lots of young people, and the winner is announced on the 17th of November. But
have you got a personal favourite? I know you probably can't say in your professional capacity, but have you kind of got in the back of your brain one that you're looking forward to hopefully seeing on that top spot?
I've actually only read 1 of the 6,
so
Burnt
Sugar.
Me in a few weeks. And I've also got a bit of a preamble about the author I'm going to talk about today. Her name is Sigrid Nunez, and I just think she's one of the most understated and underrated authors of this moment. And she's American, she works for Boston University, she sets a lot of her work around New York and that part of the States, and she became an overnight literary sensation when she won the National Book Award in 2018 for The Friend, which is so good. It's one of my favorite books, and it's about a woman who unexpectedly inherits her friend's great Dane called Apollo, and it's this beautiful story about a woman and this ginormous dog.
I knew I recognised her name, and when you said that her other book was The Friend, I was like, no, that's not ringing any bells, but The Giant Great Dane, that's definitely dinging a bell in the back of my head.
And it's just gorgeous. And she, a few of her other older books have been republished since The Wind. So there was one called The Last of Her Kind. It was first written in 2005. She's so ahead of her game. This is about police brutality and white privilege.
Wow, okay.
And I read that last year and it felt like so immediate.
Mm.
And then Salvation City, which she wrote in 2010. I haven't read that yet, but it's about a pandemic virus. Can you believe it? So this is also a topical book, and I just want to give a little trigger warning because it is about euthanasia. And I get that's something that's coming up, especially for us in the next month. But it is a warm but sad book about companionship. And so we have this unnamed narrator, which is similar to The Friend, and her friend has cancer, and they're both older women. I think they're about in their 60s.
Right.
Full careers and academic careers, and her friend tells her, I have cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to a house, hopefully with you, and I've got some pills, and we'll have a nice time, and when I feel like the time is right, I'll do it, and you don't have to be there. And she goes, I promise to make it as fun as possible. And this is happening, and so it's just the time that they spend together while they're planning, and this woman is processing her illness, and it's but that's kind of not what the whole book is about. It's like happening in the background. So you've got this observation, this woman, the narrator, is an observer, and she talks about the woman in the world. So as you become invisible in the world, as maybe your male academic people, like colleagues, rise while you stay flat. She talks about how younger writers are coming through. She talks about history, philosophy, companionship, aging, and she really shows that through little tiny interactions of, you know, people at the gym or her neighbours, and so it's got these little sneaky bits while you're reading it. So it's a non-linear story.
Okay.
And it's kind of compared a lot to the Outline Trilogy by Rachel Cusk, which is really good. And so quite funny, warm, sad, but it's kind of these weird books when you sell them or you talk about them, because it's hard to drop like a really sassy line about what a good writer she is, or like that kind of selling point, but it's just, you feel so good when you read her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's so ahead of her time.
She sounds like an incredible writer. I like when you sort of like dig up someone who's been around for a while but maybe hasn't got the credit that they've deserved for their writing, and they start to get a moment. I think that's always a cool thing to see in any kind of medium, but with writing I think it tends to happen all in a rush when someone gets a prize or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's the cool thing about, and the same with the Booker Prize, is that you, when you have a shortlist like that, it has such a surprise people on it, because you can have the old hacks who are like always on there and always win. We loved seeing the list last week, and it was like, I don't know who any of these people are. I don't know any of these books, but that's cool. Exciting.
That's what you kind of want from a list like that. It's all well and good to have Margaret Atwood up there, you know. She deserves some credit for being Margaret Atwood, bit of a legend, but it's nice to have people that maybe need that leg up as well, you know. Totally. Well, it'll be interesting to see where that list goes. But if people want to get this book, is it in the shop already?
It's on the boat.
It's on the boat.
It's on the boat. But The Friend and The Last of Her Kind and Salvation City are all on the shelf. And this will be hitting... It came out on the 7th of September, so it will just be coming in very soon.
The cover has a gorgeous painting of a cat on a couch.
I was going to say, that's a bit of you there,
and
Tess.
I feel like that's very, like, you know, that speaks companion to me.
Yeah, there is some cat talk in there.
Oh, fantastic. This looks like my kind of book.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you so much, Jenna. It's always lovely to have you in the studio. And we'll see you in the shop as well. Yeah. And Sigrid Nunes, for people who are not familiar, now we know.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you.